So let's begin our journey together. The Torah tells us three times, Lo Sevashel Gadi B'Chalev Imo, Mishpatim, in Kisisa, and then a third time in Chumash, Devarim. Lo Sevashel Gadi B'Chalev Imo, an Iser against Bishul Basar B'Chalev. That's the way the opening Mishnah, as we saw last time, the opening Mishnah and the Perek of Basar B'Chalev, Perek called Basar, the eighth Perek of Chulin. We will, in Mitzvah, over the course of the next couple months, be seeing Gemaras in Avodah Zarah, we'll be seeing Gemaras in Psachim, a little bit in Beitzah, but our primary locus, Perek HaBasar, the eighth Perek of Chulin, opens, as we saw last week, Kol HaBasar Asar Levashal B'chalav. In Isser Bishal, the Rashba comments right away, Nakat Lishon D'Kreh, that the language of the Pasuk is Asar Levashal. But as you see, as soon as you continue to learn the Mishnayos in the Perek, it becomes clear very quickly that it's not only an Iser of Bishul. The very next Mishnah, if you have the Gemara open, if you have a Mishnayos, if you have a Gemara open, the very next Mishnah, Kuv Dalei Amud Beis, the Mishnah begins speaking the language of an Iser Achila. Ha'of Ola Magvina Ve'eno Nechal. You're not allowed to eat chicken and cheese. So that's the next few Mishnayos don't say as explicitly, but imply it, that it's not only an Isser of cooking Basar and Chalav together, but an Isser of eating them. And then the Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel, which is a pretty central Mishnah for this Siman, and particularly for this Sif, the second Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph speaks about Bishul and Hana. Basar behemoth tahor, b'chalev behemoth tahor. You have the meat of a kosher behemoth together with the milk of a kosher behemoth. Asur levashel, ba'asur b'hanah. You're not allowed to cook, and you're not allowed to have hanah. So just learning the mishnayos of the perek, it becomes clear that there are three different activities that are prohibited: the isur bishul, an isur achila, and an isur hanah. And the Gemara wants to know a long sugya that flows from this Mishnah, Kuf Yud Gimel. A series of two long sugyas that flow from this Mishnah. The first one we'll get back to, and that is how you define what's chalav and what's basar. The pasuk talks about gedi and chalev imo. That's very specific. The goat, how do you translate gedi exactly? A kid, a young goat, and its mother's milk. So clearly, there's more to fleishiks than just young goats, and there's more to milchiks than just the goat milk, and specifically goat milk of that goat's mother. So that's the first, this Mishnah discusses, the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph. We'll get back to that soon. And that's the opening sugya. The opening sugya on the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph, is how you define the boundaries of Basar and Chalav min HaTorah, Midrabanan. And the second discussion begins in the middle of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, and it goes all the way for a blot and a half till the two dots in the middle of the Kuf Tazayim and Aleph, which is how Rav Ashi asked, Minayin Labasu B'chalav Sh'asu B'chila, smack in the middle of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Where does this come from? Then again, the Mishnayos are clearly assuming it. The Amarama are assuming it. Rav Ashi says, could someone explain to you, where does it come from? The Torah never said don't eat. Torah said lo sevashel. Torah said again lo sevashel. And Torah says the third time lo sevashel. Very fascinating series of suggestions. This one says it comes from here. That one says it comes from there. Many of the suggestions are very global. Maybe it's kol shetiavti, which may have come up when you're in Hilchos Shabbos. If the Torah says I'm not allowed to cook Basar B'chalav, maybe that implies that the results of that should be automatically Asur as well. In Shulchan Aruch quotes, if you can say we paskin like this drasha. The drasha that gets quoted by the Rishonim, the drasha that gets quoted in Shulchan Aruch, appears Kuf Tez Vav Amud Beis. Around a third of the way down, the Gemara says, across from Tosus Kila'e, the Gemara quotes very brief, Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, a brisa that comes from the Beis HaMedrash of Yishmael. The Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Yishmael is responsible for many of the Midrashei Halacha, many of the major Midrashei Halacha. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo Gimel Pavim. The Torah says it three times. How come the Torah says it three times? So earlier, the Mishnah and then the earlier Gemara discuss, the Torah says it three times, it means we are hearing the word Gedi three times, or we're hearing the word Chalev Imo three times. Maybe that tells me something about, again, defining Basar and Chalev. But in addition to that, it also means we heard Lo Savashel three times. The verb is also repeated three times. So what does that teach me? Echad le'isr bishul, echad le'isr hana, echad le'isr achila, echad le'isr hana, the echad le'isr bishul. One of the briefest, if not the briefest suggestion of this whole blot and a half of suggestions, how do we know what's the source that basar b'chalav is asur b'achila? It's the just about the briefest, and it is the one you open up Shulchan Aruch. Following Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Zayin, that's how he opens. Kasav bat Torah Simen Pei Zayin Sefal from Shulchan Aruch. Kasav bat Torah Lo Sevashel Gedi Bachalev Imo Shalosh Pa'avim. Echad le'isr bishul, echad le'isr achila, echad le'isr hana. So that's the official source. The bishul, the verb appear. If it only would have said lo sevashel echad le'isr hana once, it says asur to cook, but ki mutar to eat. You have other situations like that, kilayim, which in many ways is similar to basar b'chalav, say for chinuch. Connects them. Most forms of kalayim are forbidden to make, but mutter to eat. Kalay hakerem is aser b'achila aser b'hana. But if I graft, I graft one species of tree onto another, it's forbidden to do the grafting. That's the iser masa, but the fruit is kosher. It's not always the case that if I do a forbidden action, it comes along with an iser achila. The Torah would have said only once, aser b'achila aser b'hana, it would be aser to cook. The Torah didn't say it once. It said it three times. It's Isser of cooking, Isser of eating, and an Isser of Hana. Now, but it's more than just three independent. It's more than just three independent Isurim. I mentioned that Simon Pei Zayin is going to really concern itself with defining these three terms, Bishul, Basar, and Chalav. And we'll get started with all three of them already now. We'll turn our attention first to Bishul, and then the discussion of what's Basar, what's Chalav, that stretches over the course of the entire Simon, and we'll at least get started with the core of that, the Mirtz Hashem, tonight as well. In terms of the idea of Bishul, so there is a Gemara. If you have a Gemara, you take a look at Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Just want to see four words. Kuf Ches, the Mishnah Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Tipas Chalav, this is sort of one of the central heavy duty when you get to Siman Tzadi Beis, in terms of a lot of the nuts and bolts of Milchus and Fleishiks and the pots and the pans. A lot is coming from this sugya, but right now we want to see just four words. After the Mishnah, a couple of lines into the Gemara, Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line, see, Amalei Rava, Derech Bishul Asra Torah. The Torah forbade Basar B'chalav when it's via Bishul, where the flavors were blended specifically through Bishul. Interesting. Now, the flavors were blended. That's why that Mishnah talks about. You have a big pot of fleishiks on the a big pot of meatballs on the stovetop, and a drop of milk falls in. That's what that Mishnah discusses. Does it make a trafe? Does it not make a trafe? How far does the milk spread into the meatballs, into the liquid? So we'll get to the details in Mirtz Hashem in Simin Sadi Beis. But Rava highlights the fact that Derech Bishul Asra Torah. The Torah, the Isur Daraisa of Basar B'chalav is when it's Derech Bishul, when the flavors were blended. Now, how does he know? And how about if it wasn't blended? Let's say I have a cold sandwich. Let's say I have a salami and cheese sandwich. That's not Derech Bishul. They weren't cooked together. So, okay, I didn't violate the Isur of Bishul. But we're not talking about the Isur of Bishul. We're talking about, can I eat it? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch here quotes from the Rashba.
The Rashba and the Torah Sabayis explains. He quotes that Gemara. He says, here we back in Sif Alf. V'hotzi achila b'loshen bishul. The Torah describes, the term the Torah uses to say don't eat basar b'chalav was don't cook. Again, we said that's what Devei Rabbi Shmuel Kuftas Vav said. Oh, the Torah says also vashel three times, so that's three different actions. If it was only Esther Bishel would say it once, so it's three times because really you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to have hana. So the obvious question is, well, if you wanted to say if that's what you mean, why don't you say what you mean? Good clear communication is ideal. So if you why not say the first pasuk should say lo savashel, the second one should say lo sochal. The third one, again, sometimes the Torah uses lo sochal to mean hana, or there could be other ways of saying hana. But why do we keep, if you want to say achila and hana, why are you calling them bishul? So that's what the Rashba says. Hotzi achila b'lashon bishul, the reason why the Torah used the word bishul to say eat, the reason the Torah said use the word bishul to say have hana, is because you're not allowed to eat basar b'chalav shenes bashlu yachad. It's only an Issa Daraisa. Bishul obviously is an Issa to cook the Basar and Chalav together. And Achila Hana is only Issa Min HaTorah if you have something which is Basar Min HaTorah, something which is Chalav Min HaTorah, and they were combined using Bishul. If they were combined using Bishul, so then that's not an Issa Daraisa. I'm going to have a salami and cheese, a cold salami and cheese sandwich. That is Asar Midrabanan, but that is not Asar Min HaTorah, even though it's Basar and it's Chalav, and it's beef salami, it's real cheese, it's very nice. This one's Fleishik Min HaTorah, that one's Milchik Min HaTorah, but they're not, they weren't combined Derech Bishul. So, and that's how the Rashba explains, this line is a quote from the Rashba, Hotzi Achila B'Lashon Bishul, that's the Rashba explanation of that Gemara, where do you get it from? Daf and Kufchas Min Alf. Derech Bishul Asar Torah. Well, where'd Rav, what does Rav mean? The Torah forbade Derech Bishul. Who told you that? The answer is, that's what it means. The Torah keeps, when it says Achila, but it says Achila, it says, use the word Bishul to mean Achila, that's a way of saying you can't eat Basar B'chalav Shenes Bashlu Yachad. You can't eat Basar B'chalav Shenes Bashlu Yachad. That's what Shechter quotes from the Rav. He said, it's on the top of every page in this section of Shulchan Aruch. Because this is called Basar b'chalav with a base, not basar v'chalav with a vav. He said, "Midrabanan, you're not allowed to even have basar v'chalav, meat and milk, meat and to have meat and milk together, even to not wait long enough, and certainly to eat them side by side, to eat them combined. Basar v'chalav, meat and milk, is an issur drabanan. But the issur daraisa is when you cook." Meat and milk together, and they intermingle, and the flavors intermingle via the cooking. You've created a new entity called basar b'chalav. It's a new cheftza. So the Rav explained the shiurim. In other words, if you like, you can say the isser of bishul is the isser of creating basar b'chalav. I take a kosher ingredient called meat. I take another kosher ingredient called milk. But if I cook them together and derech bishul, I blend the flavors together, I've created a new entity called basar b'chalav. Meat in milk. Meat intermingled with milk, derech bishul. That's now a cheftza shel isur min haTorah. Meat and milk that were intermingled, derech bishul. So the isur of bishul is creating a shtik basar b'chalav. And then once I've created it, there's asur to eat it and asur to have hana. Once they were blended, derech bishul, once they were blended, derech bishul, so then it's forbidden for me to thereafter eat or have hana. As a matter of fact, that's why some of the poskim here discuss how about the ein bishul achar bishul by basar b'chalav? Would you say, let's say the meat was already pre-cooked, and I reheat it with milk, or the milk is pasteurized. Again, by the yesh bishul achar bishul, ein bishul bishul by liquid. If I have a piece of pre-cooked meat, in other areas of bishul, I say in bishul achar bishul. Right? I have already a piece of cooked meat, I reheat it on Shabbos, that may be an issur drabanan, the way I reheat it, but it's definitely not an issur d'oraisa of bishul, because it's no longer raw. But the poskim debate, how about by basar b'chalav? And I believe the Rav explained, part of the issue is yeah, the meat was already cooked, but if you re-cook it with milk, so you can make the argument, now you create, it's not just the iser to cook, it's the iser to create basar b'chalav. So if the meat was already cooked, but now I'm re-cooking it with milk, so maybe now, maybe I should yesh b'shalach abishal, because I'm creating basar b'chalav. So, again, so that and this core lumdus, that again, the iser bishah, that there's an intertwine, the three, as I said before, the three isurim, there are three forbidden behaviors, but they're not just three parallel, separate behaviors. Achila and hanar are only aser if the basar and chalav already underwent a bishal together. To eat cold basar and chalav is only aser midrabanan. It is aser midrabanan, but it's only, that's not the iser daraisa. Derech bishal aser Torah. And again, as we said, once you realize, as a Shulchan Aruch quotes from Rashba, based on the Gemara Kovchas, that the Isra Achila and Isra Hanam Min HaTorah, it's only, not only Basar and Chalv, but it's Bashal Yachad. So what that, as Rav pointed out, that's really a it's not just a redefinition of Achila Hanam, in a sense, a redefinition of Bishal. It's not time to cook them. It's to Isra to create Basar B'Chalv, to create Isra Chepta Basar B'Chalv. That's the Isra D'Raisa of Bishal, Basar b'chalav. Okay, and just to sort of round out this picture of Bishal, so now that we realize the significance of Bishal, Bishal is not only the first Isser and the Isser which is attested to explicitly in the Chumash, but that Bishal is the creation of Basar b'chalav, and you can only violate Achila min HaTorah, Hana min HaTorah if it already underwent a Bishal. So then the question becomes, what is Bishal? And that's something that some of the Nosei Kelim take up. What sorts of kitchen processes count as Bishal? Both in terms of, do I violate Bishal Basar B'chalav by doing them? And if I or someone else did them, or if it happened on its own, is it Aser Min HaTorah to eat it, or only Aser Jabanan to eat the Basar B'chalav together? So that's already a sugya. The Gemara says, if you have a Gemara in front of you, Kuvdalet Amid Beis. Kuvdalet Amid Beis. Right before the Mishnah. Right before the Mishnah. See, the Gemara says, there's a larger context, but for now let's just dive into a couple of independent lines. See, by the star, a few lines before the Mishnah. Tzonin v'tzoninu. Rav Shesha says to eat milk and meat if they're not hot, so that's tzonin, but they're both cold. That's an iser, but only an iser midrabana. And then the Gemara goes on to say, not only if they're cold, a salami sandwich or the cold piece of cheese, even if they were blended together in ilfis roseach, I have a steaming hot pot of meat soup and I sprinkle in Parmesan cheese, but not in the pot itself. It's in the bowl. I moved the soup from the pot, which was a kli rishon, that's the kli in which the soup had originally been heated. I moved some soup into a bowl. So the Gemara says that's a kli sheni. Kli sheni ein mevashel. If I mix the meat and milk first meet in a kli sheni, I have a bowl, not the pot, but a bowl of meat soup, and I sprinkle in cheese. The Gemara says that's not basar b'chalav min haTorah. Again, it's aser midrabanan to eat it, but it's not, and to sprinkle in that cheese is not an act of bishul basar b'chalav. And to eat that soup, which only met cheese in a kli sheni, it's an iser drabanan, like cold meat and milk, but it's not an iser daraisa. So that's the Gemara. Tzonin b'tzonin, I'm eating the milk and meat, the cheese and meat together, but they're cold. Or even if they're hot, or at least they had met in heat, but it was a heat which only klisheni ain't a mevashel. Klisheni mevashel is not just a rule in Hilchos Shabbos, it's a rule wherever you need bishul. One of the areas of halacha where bishul comes up is Shabbos. Another one, for those who just start Maseches Pesachim, so you'll get to it in the seventh parak, is an issur against cooking the Karm Pesach. It has to be dry, grilled. It can't be cooked. Can't be dry roasted. Okay. So there's also a din of bishul. And there's a din of bishul by basar b'chalav. So that's one of the rules of bishul, is bishul has to be obviously hot, and specifically it has to be Bikli Rishon. It has to be Bikli Rishon. So even though everything is blended, but it's only an Issur Drabbanan to eat it. Yeah, yeah, question. Eric? That's an interesting question.
Or as long as it's cooking basar mechala, it doesn't need kahana. If you didn't realize that there was some, that there's cheese on the top on the pan.
Yeah.
You made it, but yet it happens.
It's an interesting question. Do you need kahana?
It seems according to the way it's described here, the kahana aspect is not an important aspect.
Correct.
The action is more important. Right.
It's an interesting question. Do you need kavana? Once you're saying that the bishul basar b'chalav is not just an act of bishul, but you create a new entity called basar b'chalav, right? There would have been room to imagine it's like, you know, ksivas haget or tying tzitzis. Maybe I need kavana in order to create the new chefza. So it's clear that you don't. The raya, I guess the simplest raya is that Mishnah Kufches. It talks about tipas chalav shenafla al chaticha. Milk fell into the pot of meatballs. No one put it there. It fell on its own. So even without kavana, it makes us. I think that's probably the most direct rise. Matter of fact, I think the Rebbe Kiva Eger raises the question. Sometimes there's a rule of ein adam oser davar she'enu shelo. I cannot create a status of iser on your entity. If Reuven bows down to Shimon's car, he worships Shimon's car. He worships Shimon's dog. So the car or the dog don't become Asur Bahana as a Avodah Zarah because Reuven can only make Reuven's car or dog the Avodah Zarah. Reuven can't create that status on Shimon's item. So how about, I believe Rebbe Kiva Eger raises, how about Basar B'chalav? I pour milk into your chalent. Ain't the most of Should you say that? So Rebbe Kiva Eger says, no, that's absurd. And the reason why is because of what you pointed out. Ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo makes sense when it's something that requires das, or at least kavana. So you need the kavana or the das of the owner in order to create that status. But basar b'chalav is just a reality. It's not a decision that I make by the power vested in me as the owner that I want to create a kinyan, I want to take a neder. It's just a reality. Basar b'chalav got cooked together. No one has to do it. It can happen on its own. Nafla. The milk was that you open their fridge and you just, I mean, the fridge is a bad example. The milk was leaking. That could still, your kavana is not necessary. Kavana is not necessary. Let's just wrap up the discussion of Bishul, and then we'll begin the discussion of, we'll touch on Basar B'chalav, and hopefully we'll end with a fascinating Ramah. The opening Shach, Sifkan Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says the Issur D'oraisa is only Derech Bishul. It's only Derech Bishul. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shach, Sifkan Av, Kilomar, what does it mean to say? Avaloi dekavu shemalicha she'enu Derech Bishul. If you soaked or pickled them together, that's kavush. You soak food in liquid. Or melicha, you salted them together. Let's say you were salting me, you were making salami, and you were making salted cheese, and you put them in the same brine pool, or the same whatever equipment you're using to salt. So it's still that's not derech bishul. That's only asmi rabban. What's the chiddush of mentioning kavush or melicha? Why does that add anything beyond the Gemara's example of just tzonein betzonein, a slice of meat on top of a slice of cheese? So the answer is this is coming attractions. Once we get into deeper, some Simon Sadi Aleph and on, deeper into Basar B'chalav, we begin to study the flow of flavor. It's a major topic in Basar B'chalav, is you know, how do flavors transfer? Was there a transfer of flavor? It's often the shayla comes up, right? I stuck the milk spoon into the flesh. Yeah, I do have to worry, was there a transfer of flavor, or I just clean off the surface and you're fine? So we'll get into this mitzvah in far greater detail. But the first point to recognize is one method of tam transfer is heat. And that's where we're going to see Simon Sadi Bays through Simon Sadi Hayes give me the study of tam transfer via heat. In the same pot, one step removed, two steps removed, well, we'll get to all the details as we unpack it.
from Simon Sadi Beis through Simon Sadi Hey. But Simon Sadi Aleph, the preceding Simon, talks about other methods of tam transfer that don't require heat. One of them is kavash. Another one is melicha. If you soak things in liquid together long enough, you assume that even though it's cold, 24-hour soak, or even a shorter soak if it's brine, it already creates a transfer of flavor. That's how pickling works. And melicha, if you salt things together, or salty things are in contact with other foods, there's going to be a transfer of flavor. There's a fourth, so there's one method of time transfer is heat. Another one is kavash, soaking. A third one is melicha. A fourth one, we'll get to Mitchum in Simen Sarivav, is sharp foods combined with cutting sharp food, cutting the onion, cutting, slicing the pickles. Davar charef together, ducha de sakina. So there are a number of methods of time transfer that don't involve heat. So there is a transfer of flavor. But if you're talking about creating a basa b'chalav d'oraisa, you're not going to create basa b'chalav d'oraisa through kavash or melicha or ducha de sakina. They're all belia b'tzonim. There is a transfer physically, there's a transfer of flavor, and it's going to be relevant, but it's not going to create basa b'chalav d'oraisa. Basa b'chalav d'oraisa is only when there's a transfer of flavor via method number one, via heat. Because again, going back to Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and the Rashi says it has to do with the language of the Pasuk, Derech Bishul Asra Torah. Basa b'chalav d'oraisa, Chefta basa b'chalav d'oraisa, is only if you have basar and chalav that were combined via bishul. That means Derech Bishul means, on the one hand, you have a transfer of flavor, but on the other hand, specifically a transfer of flavor via heat. That's the profundity of the opening shach in Simen Pei Zayin. It's very sort of a, he doesn't make a big deal of it, but that's what he's saying. These are methods of tam transfer, kavash and melicha, but they're not derech bishul. So what, is there flavor? Yes, there's flavor. So am I allowed to eat meat that has a cheesy flavor? Of course not. It's also midrabanan, like a slice of meat and slice of cheese on top of each other. And, or if it's just a question of treif and kosher, kavash and melicha are relevant. But they don't create a chefta bas b'chav. Bas b'chav d'oraisa requires derech bishul. As a matter of fact, and this goes back to Glenn's icon, Glenn's group icon for the WhatsApp chat. There's a no say kalim here, Bekiva Eger, Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat and Gimel, a quote Rishon and Achron, a big discussion. Let's say it's even with heat. And it's in the Kli Rishon. Don't want to say it has to be a Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon, but there's no liquid. From Tzachim, you'll get to, we differentiate between wet heat and dry heat. The Karm Pesach is supposed to be Tzli'esh. If it's in liquid, that's Bishul, that's no good. That's Pesachim in the Chumash, Pesachim in Parshas Bo. So the Torah says, Bishul Basar B'chalav. Does that mean Bishul both wet and dry? Like for Hilcha Shabbos, you know, baking and cooking are both the same Malacha. But by Karm Pesach, we differentiate. How about Basar B'chalav? Nafkamina for cheeseburgers. We think of a cheeseburger as the prototype of Bas B'chalav. But you look in the opening lines of Rekiv Eger, you look in the beginning of the Pischei Tshuva Sivkat and Gimel, big debate. If you pan fry, or you just have dry heat, you have a hot burger and hot cheese, or even you heat them on the grill, it's heat, but it's not bishul, in the sense it's not liquid. So that's a big machlokas. Rishonim Achronim, does derech bishul even mean that it needs to be via liquid? Wild machlekes, where the cheeseburgers are treif minat. Well, again, the meat's typically not kosher, anyways, in vela. But whether it's bas v'chalav d'oraisa or just bas v'chalav midrabanan, so that's a big machlokas on these pages. Yeah, Eric.
Isn't, I mean, wouldn't the fact that you have chalav there it already make it not fully dry meat, no matter what? There's always a liquid there. You're always adding some liquid component.
You mean there's a little bit of melting from the? Yeah, I mean there is some liquid. So you're saying it's never totally dry. It's never totally dry.
For Shabbos, we call it yavish.
Right. Yeah, if it's basically a solid piece of food, we call it yavish. It comes up, by the way, the differentiation between wet and dry also comes up by kashering, right? Do you need Hagala or Libun, it's somewhat similar, let's say, in terms of frying. So if you deep fry,
So we usually consider it to be the, let's say for kashering purposes, we consider it the equivalent of bishel. So if you have a deep fryer, you're just going to need to kasher that in liquid, either hot water or hot oil. It's a good question, but it needs hagala. But if you pan fry, you just use a little bit of PAM, some oil spray, but there's a teaspoon of oil on the bottom. But it's basically, the oil is just there to prevent burning, but it's not soaking in liquid, not soaking in oil. The pan fry is, we're machmir, that then you need to do libun. Here it might be a kula. And here it's more chamer to be bit. Perhaps more chamer to be bishul. So that's interesting. So again, the one point here is derech bishul asur Torah. Now that explains when is it asur to eat or to have anam in a Torah only if they were combined derech bishul. Then we have some discussion about what constitutes bishul. Bishul means not b'klisheni, the Gemara says. Bishul means not b'liya b'tzoni, the Shach says. And so can we discuss, maybe bishul means dafka ayde, liquid, as opposed to dry heat. Okay, so that's in terms of the definition of bishul. That's the first major topic in the siman. The question, yeah. Someone, question from someone? Yeah, are you? Oh, Ari is asking a very sharp question. Yeah, Ari is asking a very sharp question. You're very, very sharp. I threw in something that went up to you. Right, I kept saying you need to have an Nisiyas Tam and also Derech Bishul. You need to have an Nisiyas Tam and Derech Bishul. It's true, we haven't seen that yet. We're going to get to that Mitzvah and Simon Sadi Beis. There are situations where you could have Bishul without Nisiyas Tam. And we're going to see in Mitzvah Hashem that Derech Bishul means both. Derech Bishul means that involves Bishul, but it's specific in Nisinas Tam that involves Bishul. That's why, for instance, if you have that's that Mishnah. You have a tiny drop of milk falls into a big pot of meat, so if it's Batel B'Shishim, then everything's kosher. That's not the case by Shatnas, Tosus points out. By Shatnas, I have a linen garment and one thread of wool, Alpi Pashtus, the whole thing is quote-unquote treif. The whole thing is kilay begadim, shatnas. Even though the ratio is 1 to 1,000, doesn't matter. Why is bas b'chalav different? How come bas b'chalav all of a sudden one drop of milk and a big pot of meat? No, batel b'shishim. What do you mean batel b'shishim? I was mevashal bas b'chalav together. So the answer is derech bishul asur Torah. Yeah, but I did cook it together. Yeah, but derech bishul asur Torah means two things. It means nesinas tam derech bishul. Nesinas tam derech bishul. Yeah, we're going to see that more, Mitzvah Hashem, as we continue. The next two Se'ifim, let's hold off on the Ramah and Sif Aleph for now. The next two Se'ifim go on to codify, is Machlokas HaTanan, the Mishnah Kufya Gimel we're talking before, and the Gemara's long discussions about this, what's called Basar and what's called Chalav. So the beginning of that discussion of what's called Milch and Fleshik Min HaTorah begins in Sifim Beis and Gimel. It doesn't have to be a Gedi, it doesn't have to be, the milk doesn't have to come from the Gedi's mother. Hu Adin says to the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis, Shar V'Sev V'Eis. It could be adult and it could be any of those species. A cow or sheep or goat of any age, male or female, the meat doesn't matter which gender, which age provide the meat, and for the milk as well. Lo shabachalev, lo shabachalev. The chayes doesn't have to be. It's not like a osov esbeno where we actually care about the familial relation between the two animals. It could be the milk of any animal. Dibra kazes behove. That's the Shulchan Aruch approach. So what is the larger category? Shor sen a's do define a category of. Not birds, and behemah as opposed to chaya, and kosher species. It's behema tahora. That's how the Mishnah had opened. The Mishnah Kufi Gimel had presented different shitas about this. The opening sugi in the parak also talks about is oaf, is chicken, fleshik min haTorah or not. So there were Tanam who said the chicken is fleshik min haTorah, but we paskin no. Eino noag el b'sar behema tahora b'chalev behema tahora. Bas b'chalev daraisa has to be behema tahora. Behema tahora as opposed to oaf. Behema tahora as opposed to chaya. Like a deer, not only is chicken not fleshik min haTorah, deer, venison is not fleshik min haTorah, elk is not fleshik min haTorah, and pork and camel meat, not fleshik min haTorah. It has to be behema tahora and the milk as well. Otherwise, what you're going to have, if you're dealing with a non-kosher species, there's no need for nisus drabanan, it's treif to eat anyways. But it's going to be fleshik midrabanan if it's besar oaf, or basar chaya, that's going to be fleshy min rab, but not min haTorah, how we paskin. And the milk, obviously the chickens don't give milk, but the milk of a chaya is going to be milchik midrabanan. And finally, Shulchan Aruch says, dagim v'chagav me'emem isar filim midrabanan, fish or grasshoppers, so those are grasshoppers, that's totally par. The Shach makes a point, there is a Svardi minig, which the Shach thinks is based on Tau Sofer, to avoid having tuna melts, to avoid having fish, and milk, he says it's based on a mistake, Tau Sofer, it's all a mistake, there's no basis for it. There are others who are machmer, but Pashtus is like the Shach, it's all a mistake. The Rama has a very sharp line that the Taz quotes, Nis'arv la Beis Yosef Basar B'chalav. He mixed up, it's supposed to say Basar, it's wrote Chalav by accident. Someone copied the word Chalav by accident. Okay, so that's the basics of we spent a fair amount of time in defining Bishul, and we began the definition of Basar and Chalav. There's Basar and Chalav Daraisa, Drabanan, and then there are things which are absolutely Parav. And there's going to be much more to come in terms of Basar and Chalav in the upcoming Si'ifim. I do have a next set of Ma'amar Kamos, which I'm glad to hand around. But the truth is we'll begin next Chabura, Mitzvah, next week, by continuing on to what was the last topic in the Ma'amar Kamos number one. And that is the line that the Ramah has in Sif Aleph and the Shulchan Aruch has in Sif Gimel. Why do we care whether something is Darius Drabanan? The chicken is fleishik. Why do I care? There were Tanam held that chicken is parv. We don't pass that way. So why do I care whether the chicken is fleishik matar, fleishik matarabanan? Why does it matter? Why does it matter? So we're going to see two nafkaminas. One is very fascinating. You have to think about that a little bit. It's going to have nafkaminas for dog food. For those who are dog owners, dog ownership is on the rise in Bergen County. Just a non-scientific observation. So there is hilchos kashrus for dog food, and it comes from this siman. So we'll pick up with that in Mirtz Hashem next week. Chaver, thank you so much. Shkoyach.